Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Shifting gears once again for you. Maybe I need to come up with another analogy. Maybe call it shifting lanes and not gears. Gosh, it sounds like I've worn out the car already. But I do like to bring in subjects that I think will be interesting to you and relevant. But not all about the market, because good Lord, if we had to talk about the market every day, that would be boring for me. So have you thought of, here's my leading question for you, have you thought of a bucket list? Have you thought about what you want people to know about your life, about your family, about the generations that came before you? Do the kids know everything they should know? Do they know all of the family tree? All those things are really important, right? So how do you organize that? How do you think about that? Well, listen, we've got a great guest lined up for you. And I say we. Beth Moodhart found our guest, and I, of course, take credit for that. I know Beth likes when I do that. But anyway, our guest today is Holly Kelly, and she is founder of Ladder Life Planning Institute. And she's written a book. It's a great book. I'm holding it. Very interesting book. The book is Sunrises and Sunsets, Final Affairs Forged with Flair, Finesse, and Functionality. And the website is Sunrises and Sunsets. And the book is great because it helps you organize and know what's important for you to tell other people about your life and the lives that came before yours. And so we're excited to have Holly come on. She's a credentialed professional gerontologist. She's a bachelor's degree in journalism and a master's in gerontology. And she hosts Sunrises and Sunsets workshops. She guides groups through the book and the material. So she is she's all over this. And I love that she's dedicated really a large chunk of her life to really helping people document and think about their own lives. So let's just dive right in. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you very much, David. It's a pleasure to be your guest today.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you taking time. And this is something that I know you can tell me that a lot of people, this documentation, this thinking about the way they want their families or the things that they want people to remember them, that, you know, that gets put off among all the other things that people do in their lives and even people creating kind of their own bucket list for what they want to do. It just seems that the present moment seems to push off some of these things. Why do you think that is? It's just something people just can't seem to sit down and take the time to do and won't get organized to do it. Why do you think there's an impediment to doing that?
I believe, actually, David, that we are such a busy society today, and there are so many distractions, and the world has changed a lot with modern technology, and culturally, we just are pulled in so many different directions that I think everybody is having a hard time finding time for the other things in life that seem to get overlooked with the demands that we're facing.
Yeah.
I think that the family dinner is disappearing throughout the United States.
That's true.
It's getting absorbed into things that become necessary. And so I think that some of those traditions that we've enjoyed as a nation are getting overcome by both heads of household working and grandparents raising grandchildren and the struggle to keep up with the things that we must do on a day-to-day basis. So I think it's important that we slow down and not forget.
Well, you know, it harkens to mind that, you know, this importance of documenting the family and for people to know where they come from. You know, it's and that you're right about the breakdown on the dinner. You know, I remember growing up as a kid that was something that was unusual if we were not at the dinner table. And it was a different time. I understand that. You know, our phone was the old rotary phone and it was on the wall and that was it. Okay. None of what we had three television stations, 2, 6, and 9, the three major networks. It was just a different world. Today it's constant bombardment. Yes, kids, put your phones away while we have dinner, but it's changed a lot. And it's also changed in, I think, sometimes the importance that's placed on those prior generations. You know, before, on one side of the family, what my mom's mother, before she passed, I just kind of cornered her and got her to share with me some things about the family. And, you know, not that my mom hadn't, but, you know, just to know more, because I wanted to capture that, because it just seems like it's all so fleeting that we just have to make an effort to capture it.
Very true. And it is so important that we understand our heritage and where we come from. And I focus in sections of the book about sharing what makes your family, and what are those contributors that are special and those celebrated events and customs and traditions, and what things would you like your family to continue on, of course, now and after your passing. So I think that the book provides the platform for people to make sure that those ideals are not lost in their individual families and that they are held as a valuable part of the living moving forward.
Well, so I know you've taken great effort to prepare the book, and the reason you did that was really to provide a central place for people to understand why these things are important, to kind of have a roadmap, if you will, of the things that need to get done. And what really just stands out to you is kind of really a long-lasting, important thing that if somebody, you know, is really trying to get their mind on this subject, what's one of the most important things you would tell them about your book and about why this process just is so important?
The process is definitely extremely important, and it is one that is neglected in our nation, worldwide. People do not want to plan for their own departure. And I set out to try to make that process enjoyable and make it all in one place where people would have the tools that they need, because I recognize that we're a busy society today.
Sure.
And allow them an opportunity to have fun doing it and ensure that they were able to personalize it, individualize it, and enjoy the process. I think it's extremely important that people plan for their departure. That is something that certainly you should have a say-so on individually, but you also don't want to leave that burden to your loved ones at a time where they're experiencing incredible grief and bereavement. So removing that burden from them is not only a gift to yourself, but an incredible gift to your survivors. So I feel that that's an extremely important part of the book, equally as sharing your archiving of family heirlooms and history, health history. And there's a lot of medical advancements today that it is so important that we understand what our great, great grandparents may have had as part of their health history. And it's so important that those things remain as part of the family information.
That's a good point. Because we, you know, we kind of think more about some of the customs and traditions and the way our, what makes our, like you said, what makes our family and the things that are unique or different. But then you've got a real practical point there, Holly, that, you know, if we find out that three generations back there's this particular medical condition, that may become very relevant for somebody today, for the family to know that that's just part of the part of the genetics.
Correct. And if we don't document it, the next generation may have no idea of this. And it could be so helpful moving forward.
Yeah.
Because we know medical advancements is going to continue to explore new areas of medicine. So I find that information invaluable to share.
I've told my son many times that his grandfather was a werewolf. I want him to remember that and keep that in mind.
That's so important. I mean, if he's wondering why his beard is growing rapidly, quickly, he really does need that information.
There you go. Well, good information, all kidding aside, to have on file. Holly Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today. She's founder of Ladder Life Planning Institute, and the book is Sunrises and Sunsets, Final Affairs Forged with Flair, Finesse, and Functionality. We'll grab a quick break. We'll come back with Holly. Stay right there.
Hello, this is Brenda Campbell, General Manager with Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. We are committed to helping you with compassionate, professional, and personal service. When it comes to pre-planning for yourself or someone you love, a Dignity Memorial Provider is the name you can trust for all your funeral, cremation, cemetery, and memorial service needs. Recording them and sharing them with your loved ones will help ensure your final arrangements will be what you want, easing the burden on your family and friends. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
Hey there, Holly Kelly on the line, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Ladder Life Institute, Sunrises and Sunsets, The Final Affairs, Forge with Flair, Finesse, and Functionality. That's the book. What's the website that's best for people to go and take a look at that and get more information? Is that the Sunrises and Sunsets book.com?
That's correct.
All right. And you can read about Holly and her horseback riding. That's your thing.
That is my thing.
That's
cool. Been my thing my entire life, and it'd be great if I had a less encompassing hobby, but
yeah.
I can't escape it.
Well, listen, you know what you like, and that's important. So talk to me about this. I found this interesting in some of the materials I read about what you do and some of your, you know, part of the things you write about. Talk to me about, which I think is really a funny way of putting it, the kick the bucket list. So talk about that and why that is so important for people.
It is very important. So everybody's familiar with the bucket list. The bucket list is to incorporate passionate, meaningful living moving forward. And your bucket list is about living and dying as the deadline. But when writing the book, I thought of some other important things that needed to happen. So we all know the term, the idiom, kick the bucket. So I came up with the kick the bucket list. And the kick the bucket list is about dying. And living is the deadline. This is an opportunity to resolve past regrets or transgressions, forgiveness of others or yourself, and an opportunity to pave a new path for yourself to live and pass with a clear conscience. So I love the kick the bucket list. So many people pass and they haven't resolved issues that were looming over them and affecting their living. But more importantly, when someone passes, that is finality. So the survivors are left with unresolved burden to carry throughout their life and perhaps impact them negatively moving forward. So
yeah.
I love the kick the bucket list, and I hope that people really embrace that process in the book.
Excellent. Well, you know, and kind of right alongside that, another thing that I think is just outstanding is your recommendation for the Dear Loved One letters. So perhaps if somebody hasn't been able to reconcile a relationship, or even if all things are good, there's a desire to leave kind of a final message to that person that, of course, the recipient can hold on to and kind of as a, you know, whenever they want to kind of hear that person's voice, so to speak, they've got that.
Absolutely. And it is a way to keep your legacy alive and to still be present when you are no longer present. I think about a young girl who may have lost her mother at a very young age, and she's grappled with that her entire life, and she's had that void and missed her, and she is ready to walk down the aisle and looks at this sealed envelope that says, "To my daughter on her wedding day."
Oh,
and
that's cool.
I cannot imagine the joy that this young girl will feel being able to finally open that envelope and read as her mother's voice echoes. And I just think that this is a beautiful opportunity. People should be writing letters to loved ones throughout their life course simply because we do not know when our time is. And those letters can just stack up and be a beautiful gift from you when you're on the other side to be able to give to your survivors that will change their life.
That's cool, Holly. That's really a great recommendation. And kind of also within that spirit, you know, you talked about planning ahead, and I don't need to ask you. I know you're obviously like the idea of getting everything kind of done on the front end and buttoned down and made easy for other people. How about something as simple as, well, I say simple, maybe that's not the right word, but something as basic as the obituary? You know, do you like the idea of somebody writing their own, or is that kind of taboo, or is it, what are your
Love
thoughts
it.
About that?
I love it, and everybody should write their own obituary. Think about the crisis that strikes when someone passes and the shock state that everybody is in. They're suffering from an incredible amount of grief, and the last thing that they want to do is try to go through items, figure out what this person stood for, what they would want to have said. I call an obituary the Cliff Notes version of your life, and nobody is better prepared to do that than each of us individually. And I love obituaries. When they're self-written, you can see a difference. They're cute. They're funny.
Yeah.
More importantly, it allows us to become more comfortable with our own departure and be engaged in that process and alleviate our fears about passing and enjoy the little bit of what folks are going to be able to look at afterward. And there's really a sense of pleasure in that. But additionally, what you've done for your survivors is a beautiful gift. And you have removed chunkets of grief from them because you've instilled a little bit of happiness in them moving forward. Yeah. Nobody ever says, I was so disappointed that so-and-so planned everything. Everybody always says, thank goodness they planned everything. It made it so easy. So I've seen some cute obituaries. I have one on my website that was written by a gentleman named Doug, and it says, Doug died. That's it. And so they can be simple, humorous, but they are about you, who you love, what you live for, and what matter to you most.
That's cool. That's very good. If you're just joining us, Holly Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, founder of Ladder Life Planning Institute. The book is exceptional, Sunrises and Sunsets, Final Affairs, Forged with Flair, Fitness and Functionality. And the website, lots of good information over there, sunrisesandsunsetsbook.com. Let's grab another break. We'll come back and talk about some of the other important parts of this, advanced directives, last will and testament, burial and cremation, a lot of important topics here. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Hey, we're back. Holly Kelly on the line. Lucky us. Founder of Ladder Life Planning Institute and the book Sunrises and Sunsets. Final Affairs Forged with Flair, Finesse, and Functionality. I'm throwing the wrong F in there. Sorry about that, Holly.
Fine.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff. It's a lot of fun, we'll put it that, but sunrisesandsunsetsbook.com. I want to go back to one more thing about, which I thought was really important, because this is where things just disappear. And I know that we've got help from things like ancestry.com and other websites that I've never really gone in and explored that, but just something as simple as writing down, and this is what I did with my grandmother, was the 4-generation family tree, just getting down who were they, maybe some salient things about them. It doesn't have to necessarily be a genealogical accounting of, you know, for the, you know, a 50-page book, but get some basic stuff down, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Very true.
How about I want to ask about this too. I mentioned this before the break. Tell me your thoughts about getting some of the estate planning documents, the advanced directives, and some of these things. What are your thoughts on that? I'm always telling people you got to get these documents in place and you got to get them done now. And I recommend they see an attorney, and we recommend attorneys. But what are your thoughts about the importance of that?
Certainly, advanced directives and your last will and testament, paramount importance. The time to do it is now, because we just don't know. And your advance directives are the set of legal documents that allow you to convey your wishes and thoughts, of course, at the end of life and type of care you would like to receive or not wish to receive, as well as your after-death services and type of care that you would like. And these legal documents are the technical side of advanced care planning. Most folks think that when they've done that, they are at peace and everything is done. As a gerontologist, I feel that is the beginning and an important component, a necessary component. But I also feel that comprehensive advanced care planning has a very personal and emotional side to it as well. And that is why I put so many of these different sections in the book to appeal to the other human part of our lives. And I feel that the book offers you both the technical and legal and the personal and emotional facets. So when you are done with this book, you have done your full-blown comprehensive advanced care planning.
Excellent. Well, let me ask you about this, Holly, because I think you start talking about wills and all this kind of stuff. One of the things that I think is, because I do help people with those things, and one of the things that very often I think is overlooked or maybe not given as much importance as it should. You know, the financial assets, of course, are very important. You know, documents to make sure that your care is provided for or what you want to have happen after you're gone, all that. But one thing that I really think that is easy to overlook and is more important than people realize is the personal property. You know, every will that attorneys prepare have a little sheet at the back that says, hey, write down stuff, who you want to get what, some of your personal property, that ring that's been in this family for four generations, you know, all these things. And I just feel like that doesn't really get as much attention as it should.
Correct. And I have a section in the book where you do log personal heirlooms and property that you would like to stay in the family. You think that people will know what to do with your items, but again, we're a busy society, and sometimes there isn't the time to go piece by piece, and auction companies are brought in, estate sales can happen, garage sales, and there may be things that somebody would have no idea the history or the legacy that this article that has been passed down in your family would have meaning. And I even have a picture of something in the book that has been in our family for many generations. It was, I believe, my great-great-grandmother, then my great-grandmother, and my grandmother, and my mother's, and mine, and I've given it to my daughter. It is worthless as far as dollar value, but it is meaningful in that it has hung in every one of the ladies' rooms for that many years. So my hopes are that it will continue to be something that stays in the family. But my family would never know that if I didn't share that with them.
Yeah, that's good. Well, and then people don't know what you don't tell them, right? I mean, you leave them to making assumptions, and that makes it difficult. And the same is true about, you know, what you want for, your final affairs to be settled and your planning. I mean, you know, cremation, funeral, what do you want? A lot of times this is a major sore subject and source of all-out battles between siblings when the parents maybe haven't been clear about what they want done.
That is actually the largest section in the book, which is planning your own funeral and why this is so important. And everyone should plan their own funeral, have their fingerprint all over their funeral procession and how they present that to their survivors. What a wonderful gift. And people think that funeral planning would be just a terrible task to undertake. But honestly, when you do this in this section of the book, it is uplifting. And the book, while it is planning for the end, it is as much about living as it is about dying. And I say that the book is planning for the end while inspiring a new beginning. Mm. And when you face these things, you're truly liberated, you're at peace. And it's kind of like you have this secret that you know is going to unfold later, and that what you have meticulously orchestrated will be playing out after your passing for other people to enjoy, almost like a last performance, if you will. Mm. And when you have planned your funeral in that level of detail, honestly, your survivors are able to deal with grief better and to come together, celebrate you, instead of being completely overtaken by bereavement and emotions of shock.
And all the tasks, that's really the key, is they've already got that. Then on top of that, you've got all the tasks that somebody needs to perform where things maybe have not been planned and done.
Very much so. Mm. So the book allows you to do this, but also what a wonderful gift to the people that you love.
And it's also just some of the basic things that people might overlook, like, you know, who do you want notified? You know, I mean, obviously there's going to be something in the paper, but is there anybody that needs to be contacted? Is there, you know, what are your points of contact? Who needs to be reached out to let them know of your passing?
Correct. And in the book, I spent some time on that. Of course, there's a sheet there where you will log all of that. And it starts out with the obvious things. And I put stockbroker, attorney, financial planner, your insurance broker, those sorts of things. But there's also the section that says, okay, think about this. You have just passed. Something needs to happen. What is that? That is that people need to know of your passing. And our life is our life. it would be very difficult for grown children to come into your life and try to figure out who you knew to the depths of your social circle.
Yeah.
You may volunteer at the hospital. You may volunteer at Meals on Wheels. You wouldn't even think to contact those folks. What about friends from high school that would be many, many decades ago? And families just do not know each individual person's relationships. So it's important that you lay those out so that important people in your life will be notified of your passing, and that gives them a chance to pay their respects and heal also.
Yeah. Well, and you know what else? The practicalities for especially with kids that are many miles away from their parents. You know, I read the other day, and I can't go back and find the statistic, but you may be able to help me with this, Holly, but I read somewhere a while ago that the average distance between family members in the United States is something like 1,200 miles. And so if you think about just the practicalities of especially handling things and arranging things when, you know, you're spread all over the country or even out of the country. I have some clients that I work with where, you know, I'm thinking of one in particular, the son is in Australia. I mean, so, you know, we're talking around the world. And so just the practicalities of dealing with these things when people are stretched out.
And imagine how easy this book would make it for folks that are spread throughout. We're a geographically scattered society.
Yeah.
Jobs take us in different directions and relocations, and it is so hard to be in touch with the intimate day-to-day events of each other's lives. And there's a reason that, you know, social media is so popular. It allows people the opportunity to connect from far away. And so I do believe that it is more challenging to know the minute intricacies of each other's lives because we are often not living in the same place that either we grew up or the rest of our family is.
Good point, Holly. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have to leave it there, but I thank you so much for being with us. Holly Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Ladder Life Planning Institute. The book, Sunrises and Sunsets, Final Affairs Forged with Flair, Finesse, and Functionality, over on sunrisesandsunsetsbook.com website. Thank you much, Holly. It was very good.
Oh, wonderful. It was a pleasure being your guest. You're a wonderful host.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.